little girl should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! One, two, three, four!
And tonight it's all about fetishes with a little bit of Halloween thrown in too. Hey, they kind of go together, right? Spooky scenes of bondage, beautiful stewardesses, black leather, silicone, latex, whips and furs. Oh, and I forgot my number one fetish, vinyl.
We are vinyl fetishes. There's something we love better than digging crates. Who loves vinyl? We love vinyl. A little taste of magic in a disc made out of plastic. The needle hits the spot and your body turns spastic. There's something about the bass. Each sound in this proper place. Polyvinyl pour it, push the sounds right up in your face. We are vinyl fetishes. There's something we love better than digging crates. Who loves vinyl? We love vinyl. You'll be hooked in one taste. Hoping for the big score, never happens anymore. Prices shooting through the roof of every secondhand store. We are vinyl fetishes. There's something we love better than digging crates. Who loves vinyl? We love vinyl. You'll be hooked in one taste. The world is changing rapidly. We spend our time vapidly. And I'm a full of idiots all thinking identically. There's something wrong with MP3s, convenience or ease. Who's ever beat us? And I'm still holding out for cheese. We are vinyl fetishes. There's something we love better than digging crates. Who loves vinyl? We love vinyl.
you not want to get married? You need to decide, because this is your life.
I want to see the world. I'll become a Pan Am stewardess.
Welcome to the Jet Age.
Around the world.
Upon boarding, passengers are greeted by the international beauty and grace known as the Pan Am stewardess. To keep.
Are you wearing your girdle?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, congratulations.
You're on the cover of Life magazine.
With a face like that, you'll find a husband in a couple of months.
I'm not looking for a husband.
I hope not. You're famous now.
Fit the profile perfectly. Beautiful, well-educated. Pan Am stewardess can travel all around the world without suspicion.
Pan Am Flight 292 is now.
On the ball, she's always on strike, strutting up the aisle until you get the fly. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. When I'm out here, I don't wanna complain. You get to me, you're always out of champagne. Treat me like a bum, don't wear no tie. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. Oh, oh. The sun says thank you very much for not smoking. My own sign says I'm sorry I'm smoking. Feel special, you can burn this tape. Feel it like a winter car in my rink. Sanitation expert and a maintenance engineer. Garbage man, a janitor, you my dear. Reunion flight attendant, I don't know why. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky.
A little mascara would have sounded good, but I guess you got to retool there, huh, Paul? Okay, yeah, I admit it. Those uniforms stewardesses wear drive me crazy. I suspect that I am not the only one, but hey, I might be wrong. I suppose a song like A Man in a Uniform would work if I was of the opposite sex, but I chose Waitress in the Sky by The Replacements from the number one selling vinyl in all the land. Live at Maxwell's 1986. Yes, this is the current number one selling vinyl album. Wow, the Mats at number one. Seems sort of wrong, right? Before The Replacement, some 45 adapters with the song Vinyl Fetishists. Oh yes, A Band After My Heart. You can find that on the Brooklyn Oi Band album that they released in 2014. It was actually 12-inch EP called Patriots Not Fools. Started that set off with X-Ray Specs and the song Oh Bondage Up Yours, taken from the Punk U Volume Number 1 compilation. Rest in peace, Polystyrene. Next up, we'll be slipping in the back door with the Cannibals.
Slavery or involuntary servitude, serfdom, the state of being bound by or subjected to external control, a form of sexual play in which one partner submits to being bound by the other.
Yeah.
I have to thank Jake for that song, Better in Leather by Cerebral Palsy. He took it from the 2014 South by Southwest sampler called Dine Alone. You can find it on the Brooklyn Band's 2014 release, Jaded and Faded, pressed up on a Cult Records LP. Before that, the Australian psychobilly band The Fireballs with the song Bondage from their 1995 release called Life Takes Too Long. Starting the set off with a great garage cover of Willie Dixon's classic song Backdoor Man. The band is The Cannibals, and I took it from a compilation called The Rest of The Cannibals. Yeah, that band is a UK-based band, so maybe it's a garage cover. But that band was formed by Mike Spencer, who also founded the band The Count Bishops back in the late 70s. Next up, the song that was the inspiration for the theme tonight.
I'm
Fetishes there, Joan Jett and the Heels. They are not the Fetishes. It's the song titles, right? I do love Miss Jett, and if she was in Heels, the songs. We started that set off with Fetish from the band The Heels and the album Fetish. I have to thank Joe of the Best Table in Hell for singing along that album. Miss Jett after the Heels with another song called Fetish. I took that from her 2006 release called Sinner. Fetish on Sinner, of course. Now that album got the vinyl release, a reissue actually, first release last year, a clear vinyl version pressed up by Blackheart Records. And that was Force Record Store Day last year. Gotta love Record Store Day, if only for giving a reason to record labels to release those limited edition LPs. Yes, quite a few CD-only albums have seen the 180-gram vinyl treatment due to a record store release. You know, the latest RSD is coming at us just after Thanksgiving, at Black Friday. I'm looking over the list of vinyl that is coming out. I see some Chuck Berry, Los Straitjackets, Raspberries, Otis Redding, and yes, one that I will be after, that new Cheap Trick Christmas LP. I've been listening to that one, and yes, it is getting me in the mood. Wait, Jerry, it's not even Halloween yet! All right, the theme tonight is just calling out the next band's name.
Yes, sir, no, sir, where do I go, sir? What do I do, sir? What do I say? And your idol wishing, you're outside and there ain't no admission to our play. Pack up your ambition and you all get back, and you'll be happy with the back of the bag. Just don't stop again. Do what I say. Do what I say. Never. Yes, sir, no, sir. Where do I go, sir? What do I do?
Feel that they're important to the core. sure to have deserters shot on sight. If he dies, we'll send a medal to his wife.
Jane Mansfield had some big breasts. Really big, huge. Just coming out the top of her dress. They were like choking her.
I hear that's how she died.
Have you noticed that women today are, you know, they seem bigger?
Well, a lot of women are having them done.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
A lot of people ask me if I've had mine done.
Ah, you know, people.
Gets a little tiring. It's really none of their business.
Oh, the nerve. You know, some people have asked me if you've done that.
What do you tell them?
Whatever you want me to tell them.
Well, I think you'll find out soon enough.
Thank you. No.
Well, what if it's an emergency?
Oh, there's no emergencies.
Jerry, come on, it's an emergency!
Excuse me.
All right. What is it? You're interrupting.
Oh, well, you know, I'm packing for Puerto Rico. I need to borrow your bathing suit.
This is an emergency? You need a bathing suit?
Well, I like yours.
I don't know, my bathing suit? That's a little familiar. I don't want your boys down there.
Now, what's the matter with my boys?
Your boys should stay in their neighborhood.
All right, come on.
All right, it's in the top drawer. Right, hurry up.
Hi, Jer.
Hi, Elaine.
Oh, hi, Sidra. Hi, Elaine?
Hey. Well, what are you doing
I'm
here?
I'm looking for Kramer.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, no, she was just showing me pictures of places I can visit when I go to Puerto Rico. You know when you two went down there?
Oh, yeah. All right, well, just...
You know, the...
Yeah.
All right.
So, where were we?
I was just leaving.
Right, you were leaving.
I can't believe you sent a woman into the sauna to do that
to me.
That
was an accident!
I think you're both mentally ill.
Oh.
And by the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
Vinyl release of 14 songs on the Plain Records label. That was Paul Westerberg with Mannequin Shop. But I didn't need to tell you that before the that. I do need to tell you that we played some Faces with Silicone Grown from the Stay With Me anthology. I have to thank Boyd for suggesting that one for the show tonight. Boyd writes that the song is about a certain female body part. Wonder what they're talking about. The Kinks started the set off with the second song on the first side of the LP, Arthur. The song is Yes Sir, No Sir. Yes, I will find a way to slip in a Kinks or a Westerberg song into the show. I know it's kind of kinky, almost a fetish of mine to expose you to this kind of music. Yes, I have a sick and twisted mind, just like all of you, the kind listeners out there. Some evidence, you'd say? Well, this next one is from Darren.
Love slaves are belted, booted, and buckled for action.
I'll do anything to a man, or for him.
The love slaves write their own laws. They dare to turn the secret desires of every woman into a world of pleasure.
You'll love the love slaves.
The love slaves, in color, admission restricted, and you'll never see the love slaves on television.
Last, and I will go on and on.
It is that time of the show to crack open a cold one, and tonight I have a 16-ounce can of brew. It is from the Knee Deep Brewing Company of Auburn, California. It's an Imperial IPA called Tahoe Deep. Now, I have to admit that I picked this up because, one, I love some of the brewery's other offerings, especially the Breaking Bud IPA, and two, because I have a Tahoe fetish. Yes, I love the lake and all the wonders of the forests, streams, and bays it offers. Heaven. So I'm thinking the beer might capture a bit of that heaven and scratch the fetish itch. Let's see. Pours a nice amber, burnt orange color with a finger of nice and creamy head. Well, the aromas are filling the room. Lots of pine in this one. So without further ado, please raise your glass and salute those urges we have to fetishize objects. Cheers. Well, upfront malty goodness and a light blast of hop flavors. It's clearing out in the palate. Bit of bitterness, but a crisp finish that makes me want even more. So please raise it back up. With me to the fine contributors to the show tonight, Jake, Joe, Boyd, and Darren. Cheers. Speaking of Darren, we heard his pick to start that last set by Squad with the song Latex Love, which you can find on a 7-inch of theirs called Last Rockers. Darren writes, well, I guess when I think fetish, my first thought is bondage, and well, I can't talk about bondage without mentioning that punk rock goddess, Becky Bondage from Vice Squad. Vice Squad have been around since 1978. Like a number of the second generation punk bands, they took a break between 86 and 97, but are still going strong. Love it, Darren, and glad you are still going strong with your suggestions. Love them. After the Vice Squad, a classic from the Vibrators, the song Whips and Furs, which I took from a comp called Happening, Alive and Nasty, the EMI Punk Singles Collection. If you don't have any Vibrators in your life, you need some. A classic late 70s UK-based punk band that records such classics as Whips and Furs, London Girls, I Need a Slave, which would have fit this episode as well, and their best one, in my opinion, a song called Baby, Baby. Good stuff, and here's more good stuff in the brand spankin' new vein. First up, two more from the Four Santa Rosa compilation.
There was heels and tiaras. said to me. Come what may.
The Four Santa Rosa comp is available on the Bandcamp machine. Just search for Santa Rosa and it will pop up. 42 tracks of rockin' goodness, with the entirety of the funds raised going to the community of Santa Rosa, which was struck by the recent wildflowers. Hopefully they have wildflowers soon. And still needs a lot of help to rebuild. The songs you heard were from the band Sciatic Nerve with Leave Me Alone, and before that, the Pinsky Files with Come What May, live at the Rock Room. Never heard of either of these bands before, but love both songs there. Hear a bit of Hold Steady in the Pinsky Files song there. Digging into the interwebs a bit, that band hails from Canada and have two full links out and have just released a new single, the studio version of the song I played, Come What May. Looking at their face mask page, they definitely have a sense of humor. Under personal information, you find the phrase, six more starry nights to ease the pain. And under biography is the simple phrase, words go here. Indeed. All right, I mentioned a bit of Halloween fun, and here's the first bit of it.
Cut! locked in for a lifetime. Where your one life is stiff from the mechanism. You only got a ghost of a chance, my brother. You only got a ghost of a chance. Well, maybe someday we'll get a new start. You never grow too old to dream. Say the sun and for Sunday, we'll be back one day. You only got a ghost of a chance, my brother. You only got a ghost of a chance. Things always don't ever doubt yourself. When the odds are small, don't let us stop you. Cause we only got a ghost of a chance, my brother. We only got a ghost of a chance. We only got a ghost of a chance, my brother. We only got a ghost of a chance.
The song My Heart is a Graveyard. You can find it on the Darts EP number 2, released on the Bandcamp Machine back in January of this year. Over there you can find a description of the band that goes like this: garage psych rock girls will make your head slam and your feet shake. And then there's the music. Before the Darts, some Rancid from their latest album, Troublemaker. The song was Ghost of a Chance. Starting off a set, a brand new song from Red Red Wine, a Sunday favorite, the favorites, the 210s. They released that song, Loony Bin, a few days ago, just in time for Halloween. Next up, let's slow it down a bit and get back to the subject at hand with some Plasticine Leather.
I need a lightly sugar to keep me warm. Try to find some peace within the storm.
New song from the Expats you heard there. It's called I'm a Witch, which will be released on their upcoming full length called I Have the Hots for Charlie Watts. Great title, and it rhymes too. Before that, the band Veneer with a song Plasticine Leather from a cassette release called Pat Solway in Yesterday's Freshies. I think that one sounds a little bit like a T-Rex. What do you think? That band hails from the Los Angeles area, and I found both of those songs on the Berker Records website. Love that LA-based record store. Speaking of records, let's get to the jukebox and play some 7-inch that I've loaded in. First up, a classic on the Bomp label.
I got no time for you, time, I got no time. I got no time for you, Mr. Slave Driver.
In the distant future, there will still be slaves. helpless against the desires of their masters.
Keep my hands off me.
At the mercy of their every whim and perversion. Bound to their masters by chains and subjected to every humiliation and cruelty. Slave girls from beyond infinity.
Goo Goo Dolls there with a cover of the Lime Spiders song, Slave Girl. That one was released back in 95 on Garish, pink vinyl. Before the Dolls, a couple of 7-inchers, on Bomp Records and Dirt Nap Records. First you heard the band This Last with Slave Driver from the Bomp label, and then the Epoxies with Pete My Guest, a cover of the Adam Ant song on Dirt Nap. Last 45, it's on Bomp. It was released in 79. My copy has green tape on the outside of the sleeve, kind of on the edges, which I found out indicates it's from the files of the Maximum Rock and Roll magazine. Seems that they did this tape job to preserve the sleeve from seam slips. Seam splits, say that 5 times fast. Sleeve I have doesn't have any seam splits, but it is pretty beat up otherwise. The 45 itself is pristine, though. The Dirt Nap 45 was treated well also, but the sleeve, one of those simple fold-over sleeves, is a bit beat up. Seems appropriate for the song and the theme, right? Alright, this next one was the first 45 I thought of for the show tonight. Yes, a bit of the normal.
Warm leatherette. Warm
crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm. Leatherette. 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 Warm leatherette. Melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick. Let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Join the car crash set.
Thank you.
Yes, Devo there, with their most famous song, Whip It. Love the iconic video with the yellow jumpsuits and the red energy domes. Did you know that at least a dozen companies sell a version of that outfit as a Halloween costume? Strange stuff. Some of them even include a whip. Now that might satisfy a few fetishes, you think? Before the Devo, a bit of the normal with the song Warm Leatherette. The song references a J.G. Ballard novel where the subject's fetish is to die in a car crash. That song also is a great example of the emerging industrial genre of 78, spearheaded by the Mute record label. That's M-U-T-E. The 7-inch of Warm Leatherette is indeed Mute Records' first release and carries the Mute 001 on the label. You can check it out for yourself over at the redredwineonasunday.blogspot.com website, where I store all the playlists for the shows and have a ton of photos of the vinyl that I play, including that Warm Leatherette label. If you scroll to the bottom of the page for this week's show, you'll see that I'll be heading out on a work-related trip for the next 2 weeks, but we'll be back mid-November with a show revolving around the year 1986. And the show that follows will be stuffed with meat and potatoes. Yes, the subject will be dinner, as opposed to breakfast or lunch, which will be separate shows. I've got one more 7-inch for you tonight, and it is back to the Halloween fun of the Cramps. This one is pressed up on a French Enigma release and is called Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon. Hope you've enjoyed the latest show. Actually, I hope it left whip marks on your back, or the leather chafed your thighs and left them bleeding. Wait, no, scratch that. Let's go with the enjoyed part. Yes, and I'll see you next time for more Red, Red Wine on a Sunday.
You better ask my mama how to make a monster. Creature from the black leather lagoon. I am a beautiful monster from outer space too. Learn how to shake my hips, I am in the sanctum sanctum, get me your tips, and then I find them. I'm a creature from the black leather lagoon. Fried, firing son of a gun. Conceived by my devil daddy.
Thank you. Incidentally, it's been wonderful being able to bring you our recorded music that you've requested. And in the future, ladies and gentlemen, if you think of some number you'd like me to record, let me know, because I enjoy making records of the numbers you want most to hear. And George is suggesting right now that it's time to go.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.